Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by ISU Extension and Outreach Director of Dallas County, Jeff Jackson. Jeff, thank you as always for joining me.
Oh, it's always so much fun, Joe.
So the reason that we have you in here today is to talk about this weekend. It's Adel Sweet Corn Festival, as most people probably know. And Extension is actually going to get involved with that because they have their own celebration going on. What can you tell me about this?
We turn 100 years old. I always say it's great to be able to celebrate this because I won't last till the next 100-year celebration. So yeah, we turn 100 years old. So that meant 1919 is when we got our start here in Dallas County. And we are the last county office to turn 100 years old in the state of Iowa.
That's an interesting distinction to have. I mean, with all the other 99 counties, they all started up before you guys did.
They did. You know, we just wanted to sit back and let them figure out all the mistakes and have those struggles. And then we would just kind of ride on into the sunset and save the day. And that's kind of how we view it. I wasn't around in 1919, but that's kind of how it unfolds in my mind.
I like it. I like that image. Now, what sort of celebration is there planned for this weekend then?
It's really big. You know, when we sat down and started brainstorming and our marketing committee from our council started talking about how do we want to celebrate 100 years? And there's some county offices did open houses, which is wonderful. They brought in a great crowd. It's a lot of work. Some celebrated during their county fair. And we said, man, our staff are already so busy during the county fair. We can't add more to it. And we wanted to go out with a bang. Again, we're the last county. They save the best for last. So we thought about what we believe in Dallas County is partnering. And so one of the things we said is let's partner with a great festival, great celebration here in Dallas County. And one of those great ones is the Sweet Corn Festival. And so we partnered with them and said, we want to be the elite sponsors. And that way, you know, we've got our name out there on the publicity. We can help with marketing. They can help with marketing. But ultimately, we want people to see us more than just ag and livestock. You know, you and I have talked about this a lot, and that's really what we want. And so what we have uniquely, most places when you go to a festival, you may see the vendor there and there's their booth. Well, we're going to have four booths, three locations, four booths, and each one of those booths represent a different program area that Extension works in Dallas County. So we'll have human sciences booth. You can come get some freebies there that are unique to human sciences. Then right behind it is the community economic development. Come get some freebies from there that are unique to community economic development. Then over we have the 4-H ones. Can actually be located by you guys over there. And so we'll have the 4-H tent. You can come play games. And again, more unique items. And then last, we have our ag and natural resources tent. And there you can get more free unique items connected to ag. And so each tent has a different feel and each tent has different giveaways. And then at 12:30, out on the main stage there, we will have our presentation. So our vice president, Dr. John Lawrence, will be sharing. I think he's got a pretty well canned speech, but he's an amazing speaker. So you got to hear John speak. I'll share a little bit. And then we have our four chambers of commerce that we partner with are going to be having some small presentations for us. And then you still won't want to miss the parade in the beginning because the grand marshal this year is Dr. John Lawrence, our vice president, and Cy. I mean, Cy is going to be there riding along in the car. We're going to be passing out beads amongst the parade route. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So all of that, I assume, is just free to attend. People just show up and take it all in, correct?
Absolutely. Free to attend. We got free giveaways. You can sign up for prizes. We have amazing coolers. And for kids, those little magnetiles. My daughter loves them. And we're giving away a big, huge 100-piece set. And just free. Come on out. Obviously, the food at Sweet Corn Festival is not free. I mean, the sweet corn is free. Corn you can come out and get the free sweet corn. If you want to get, like, walking tacos, you got to pay for that. Sorry, folks.
All right. So anything else about your 100th celebration before we move on and talk about a few other things here?
No, we're just really grateful for all the partners we've had throughout this. It's really a great way to showcase how we exist in the community. And so we just encourage you to come out, stop by, and don't just stop at one tent and say that you're done with us. Stop at all of them and see what you can do.
Absolutely. Well, now coming up after that, towards the end of this month, you also have a event to kind of identify your next leaders and volunteers for the 4-H program, correct?
Absolutely. So we have over 20 clubs, just counting our 4-H, and then we have, I want to say, another 10 clubs for our Clover kids, kindergarten through third grade. We always need volunteers. Volunteers is what runs 4-H. I mean, this is student-led, but we need those volunteers to be there as those mentors, leaders. It's not a lot of effort for them, but it's a wonderful opportunity to connect. And so August 27th from 7 to 8:30 at our office is going to be a great great time to meet, learn what 4-H is about. If you're already a leader, come on out anyway. You can learn some of the new kits, some of the new things happening. If you haven't been a leader before and want to be, come on out and we can talk to you about what that looks like.
All right, so this is for the adults, not for the kids, and just sort of an avenue for them to get more involved with the program.
Absolutely. 18 and over. So 18 and over, and we just got to have you clear out a background check before you can ever volunteer. That's just keeping the kids and yourself safe.
Absolutely. Now, just talking about 4-H in general, I know it's a year-round program, but this sounds kind of like it's a sort of kickoff to the next round of events.
It really is. So September 1st is when 4-H officially, without the long version of it, the short and skinny is we have an online system called 4-H Online, and it really helps us to be able to keep youth connected. It helps us stay connected from an email, gives us information, and it's a great way for students to register. And every year we close that down in August and reopen it September 1st. So September 1st, it really kicks off. If you were a 4-H'er before, you have to re-enroll again, re-register so that we know you're committed and coming back. And so we do that every beginning of the year in September. And so we really try to encourage everyone to register before the May 15th deadline, because that's what you need for fair. And so we tell them that, look, do it before November and everybody's happy and you don't have to worry about it. And you can attend meetings and just have a good time. So the year is really starting to ramp up here, kick off. We have a lot of great workshops coming, a lot of great programs. And you'll even hear of a really big program that's going to affect Perry here pretty big and a lot of the surrounding communities here very soon that we're working on, that we're very excited about.
All right. I don't suppose you can spill a little bit about what that might be right now?
I would just say, if you're fans of the TV show Shark Tank, that type of process, that type of innovation, those entrepreneurship skills, we might have a program that we're unveiling here that'll be able to help reach some of those.
All right. So one last thing about 4-H. Give the kids out there listening that may be listening, or their parents, promote 4-H a little bit for them so that they know what to expect and why they should give it a try.
Why they should join 4-H is simple. If you're tired of adults not listening to you or saying, you know, oh, someday when you get older, or someday when you're a leader, or someday when you learn this, or someday, your someday's now. And so the beauty of 4-H is it's not the livestock and agriculture. We do STEM, but more importantly than any of the curriculum that we do or any of the activities we do, it's about leadership development. And we want to build those student leaders now to be able to help run their schools, their communities now, and to be able to step into those college and career readiness now. And so that's really what it is. If you want to become a better leader, maybe you sit back and think, I'm not a leader. You are, though. And we want to be able to help develop those communication skills and those leadership skills.
Absolutely. Dallas County ICU Extension Director Jeff Jackson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Nothing at all, Joe. I just thank you for having me on.
Well, I thank you for coming out and talking with me, and we'll see you this weekend at Sweetcorn.
I look forward to it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jeff Jackson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.